Siobhan Reardon took over as president and director of the Philadelphia Free Library amid a very turbulent economic time, the recession of 2008, and now on much more secure footing. She's been cited as the 2015 Librarian of the Year by Library Journal. Siobhan Reardon, congratulations on receiving this honor, and welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here, and thank you for the recognition.
And great for the city as well. It's the first time that Philadelphia has been bestowed with that award.
Mm-hmm.
So take us back to those dark days of 2008 where you were at odds with the community at large for some of the proposed closings that were necessitated by the financial straits the system was in.
That's right. I think that Philadelphia was trying to deal with a very difficult situation. And when we were told we had to cut the budget by 20%, the idea was that we wanted to maintain a strong system, still operating 6 days a week, as many libraries operating at full service as absolutely possible. So the recommendation I made to the board was to close 11 libraries and maintain the rest of the system at 6 days with adequate hours. So as I have often said, it was a very good business decision, but it had enormous social consequences. So and the public didn't care for that, and they took to the streets, and between the mayor, myself, and my boards, and it was a pretty difficult process to live through. But I think in the end, what reverberated for us as an organization was the intense feeling of this city for its libraries and the value of that library in each of these communities.
Well, and lessons were learned with being the recipient of that intensity in terms of having to now refocus and reprioritize what you wanted to do.
Sure. So, yes, we had to recognize that we had to keep all of our libraries open. So all 54 libraries remained open. We cut the hours back. We went from 6 days to 5 days. And then it was a tough time keeping those libraries open on a regular basis because we did lose 117 positions. Not all of them were filled, but, you know, you couldn't, you know, that was a big vacancy gap. So trying to keep them all running, we ended up going on a process of what we call rolling closures because we just didn't have the staff to open up the buildings. And so what you did was you watched and tried to at least provide as many five-day services as we absolutely could.
Give listeners a sense of the range of services that the Philadelphia Library System offers and how you might prioritize them, be they for job search or get on the internet or literacy.
Right. So the first thing we try to do is make sure that we're open because it's all about access. And then the second most important thing we do is to ensure that we're providing a digital literacy skill set so that probably the biggest use of the public library at this stage of the game is providing computer access to many of the homes that don't have it, but also training people here in Philadelphia to actually get on the internet, learn how to navigate the internet, understand how to look for good information. So there's still a very important role that the libraries play around navigating information. And I think people think just because you can go onto the web and you're just inundated with information the minute you go on, what people need to know is those first 10 sites or so are actually advertisements. And it's not until you get past that sort of advertising section are you really looking at information. And then you have to navigate the information relative to who's putting it up there. So if you're actually looking at health information and you're looking at information around drugs, you kind of want to make sure that you're going to the National Institutes of Medicine and that sort of thing. And you don't necessarily, well, you want to be careful about going onto a pharma site because a pharma site will necessarily promote their product.
You've noticed that while I'm listening to you, I'm distracted by this wonderful Library Journal copy that you gave me. And you're on the cover, Librarian of the Year. And then I open up the first page and there's a picture of you at the kitchen.
So I have a lot of favorite projects, but establishing what we call the Culinary Literacy Center is probably closest to my favorite, and that it's an interesting way to teach people who are non-literates or early literates to come to literacy using cooking as the baseline, because cooking is basic literacy, it's math, it's science, it's tactile learning, and it's very social. And so that Culinary Literacy Center is about engaging people and building literacy skill sets using cooking as the tool.
In a city that continues to be cash-strapped, how can you ensure or at least reasonably hope that the funding will continue to come to these kinds of wonderful projects?
Well, fortunately, our city budget has increased by a little over $3 million in the past 2 years, so that's a very good start. And then the Free Library of Philadelphia is blessed to have a foundation and a private philanthropy that surrounds this library that is just so wonderful. So our after-school enrichment program, our summer reading programs, our One Book, One Philadelphia, and large system-wide programs are supported by private philanthropy, and that support for the Free Library has just been immeasurable, and we're forever grateful, I guess.
You came to us from New York, and as you cited earlier, a little surprised by the intensity of the reaction to the proposal to close branches. And you also entered the Philadelphia system, which you've described as a very male-dominated arena.
Right.
Is it still so?
No, less so, which is fascinating because librarianship is a predominantly female profession. But a lot of the leadership positions are filled by men. Not that I have an issue with that. But it is time for women to sort of square their shoulders. It is a profession that we dominate and need to take and need to be in the leadership of a profession we dominate. And so it's the time and the tide for women to really sort of move forward and take the reins in this type of work. We're very good at it.
You have a finance background and then went on to get your Master's of Library Science.
Right.
What is library science in 2015? What does it encompass?
So library science, and it's interesting because there's what you learn in school and then there's what actually happens in the field. And library science is now all about building community and using the infrastructure of a library to support. So you think of the buildings and the collections and the stuff as the tools to help people build community and build the capacity of a city to have a lifelong learning culture. And so librarianship is really about building community and building the assets and the health and welfare and the economy and then the strength of a community in a much more holistic way.
Well, and then on behalf of the city for whom this is an award as well, congratulations on being named Librarian of the Year by Library Journal.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Siobhan Reardon on NewsWorks Tonight.